Masechet Holin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Noheg Batehora Ve'eno Noheg Batemeah. Kid Hanasheh applies only to a situation of a kosher animal, but does not apply to a situation of a non-kosher animal. That's the Isur of Yid Hanasheh. It's only spoken about in terms of a kosher animal. So therefore, if a person eats the Yid Hanasheh of a kosher animal, he would receive Malkut for that. If he ate a Gid HaNasheh of a non-kosher animal, he would still receive Malkut for eating the meat of a non-kosher animal, but he would not receive a second set of lashes for eating the Gid HaNasheh. Rabbi Yehuda omer af patemeah, says Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is even for a non-kosher animal. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if a person ate the Gid HaNasheh of a non-kosher animal, they would receive two sets of Malkut, one for eating the meat of a non-kosher animal and a second one for eating a Gid HaNasheh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'halo mibnei Yaakov nesad gid hanasheh, v'adayin behemat teme'ah muteret lahen. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he brings a support, a rationale for his logic that a gid hanasheh even applies to a non-kosher animal. He says that the mitzvah was given from the time of Yaakov Avinu's children. They were commanded in the isur of gid hanasheh because the story goes that when Yaakov was hit by the angel on the hip, that as a remembrance for that, for Yaakov's struggle with the angel, we do not eat the Gid HaNasheh going forward. So in the time of the Avot, of the sons of Yaakov, this prohibition was given, and there was no Isur of eating a non-kosher animal at that time. It was permitted for them to eat it, so therefore, it must be going on a non-kosher animal as well. That's the Svara, that's the idea of Rabbi Yehuda. Tana Kama, the rabbis respond to him, Amru lo, b'sinai ne'emar, say the Hachamim, no, it was not forbidden during the time of Yaakov Avinu's sons. The prohibition against eating the Gid HaNasheh was only said at Har Sinai. The prohibition was only said there for the first time, and it was placed within the story of Yaakov's fight with the angel. So therefore, we cannot use that pasuk or that story to prove the point of Rabbi Yehuda.